Good evening and welcome to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Ohio Family Realty. I am Matt Douglas in for Tim Alcorn this week as he hangs out down in Goodyear, Arizona with the Cleveland Indians. And of course, we're hanging out with the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett, who's been out there pounding the pavement, hitting the highway, and following the wrestling teams around Lorain County. You can read his article in the Chronicle Telegram. And then, of course, we have him here on the Wrestling Recap Show. And Sean, it's a busy time of year for you, but it's got to be a little bit of fun going out and chasing these guys down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Obviously, this is the week where it all comes together, everything these guys have been working for the whole year, basically, since last year. Off-season work, the lifting weights, the everything culminates in the state tournament. They want to get down there, they want to get on podiums, and they want to win state championships.
And clearly the state tournament is coming up. That'll get started Thursday afternoon, 3 p.m., going on throughout the rest of the weekend. But, of course, the district tournaments were last weekend. Interesting. I was reading some of your articles that were in the Chronicle Telegram, and Elyria sends 7 on to state. They're not as happy as you might think they would be. They thought they had a few more opportunities to send guys. And then you have Brookside Midview, who send 1 guy on, but it's been a long time since they've been able to send just 1 on. So they're ecstatic about their outcome. It's unique, the dynamic you have in wrestling.
Yeah, it's Einstein's theory of relativity there. You know, Elyria is the program in Lorain County that a lot of other programs wish to be and try to build themselves up to be. And they're to the point, like Eric Burnett said afterwards, that, you know, it's kind of nice to be disappointed with only sending 7 guys to the state tournament. That's half of a lineup with 14 weight classes. And Brookside Midview would love to be there, you know, one day. And right now they're just happy to get 1 down and end those lengthy droughts, the long time that it's been since they've had a state qualifier down. So, yeah, both those guys, Brad Hune from Brookside and Alec Ferrer from Midview, have helped those programs take a step forward and kind of get to the, you know, start moving toward where they want to be, which is, you know, where Larry is at right now.
All right, Sean. Well, you're a busy man, so we'll give you your first break of the day. When we come back, we're going to touch on Elyria, Midview, Brookside, everyone in and around Lorain County. We'll talk about the district tournament. Coming up a little bit later, we'll talk about the state tournament as well. You're listening to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Ohio Family Realty on AM 930 and, of course, online at WEOL.com. And we are back on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Ohio Family Realty. I'm Matt Douglas. Alongside me, Sean Bennett of the Chronicle Telegram. And before we left off, we were talking a little bit about the district tournaments that took place last week and the success that Lorain County saw from them. And well, we sort of ended by talking about Elyria right there. And no, they were disappointed. They still have 7 guys moving on to this state tournament. Who were some of those guys who did have a good week for the Pioneers?
Well, 2 Elyria wrestlers will be making their state tournament debut. That's freshman Matt Zuckerman at 106 pounds and Brendan Price at 170 pounds. Brendan probably would have been a state qualifier last year, but had a really bad illness he suffered through and didn't get to wrestle in the postseason. The other 5 all went to the state tournament. And then Kevin Vo is making his 3rd straight out of 3 years a state tournament appearance. And Ben Darmstadt, all 4 years of his high school career, made it down to state tournament. And obviously the specialness of Ben Darmstadt and Kevin Vo is that they're going to be going for their second state championships. They both won state titles last year.
We talked about Elyria here. Talk about Avon. I mean, that's a team that it's been a while since they've sent 2 guys onto the state tournament. I believe 2011, last time they do it. They've got a duo going this time around.
Right, and it's, you know, obviously I kind of touched on that in the story I wrote about the district tournament. Sophomore Tate Zeman and senior Adam Koresh are going this time around. And when they did it, Avon did it in 2011, it was those two gentlemen's older brothers, Ayub Koresh and Zane Zeman, who went down. Kind of weird and wacky world
of
wrestling.
The family, yeah.
Yeah, it's odd, but yeah, they're going down again. And it's kind of neat, too, because Tate Zeman is going as a sophomore, and his older brother Zane went his first time down as a sophomore, ended up going 3 times down in the state tournament and finishes the state runner-up his junior year. So Tate's obviously looking to match and possibly exceed that success, and he wants to become Avon state champion there.
Cool story for Midview. They get their first wrestler on to state for the first time since 1994. It's been a while for them. We talked about the excitement that there was there for the team, but the Middies, they've got a good chance here with this young man, Alec Ferrer. Is that how you say it?
Alec Ferrer. He's an underclassman, so he gets to go down in his junior, and that's real important in wrestling, to get down there before your senior year. A lot of guys, you know, go their senior year, and then they kind of, you know, get excited when they get down mm-hmm. there. It's an arena. It's like, you know, many people have been down to the Quicken Loans Arena and stuff like that. When you've been used to wrestling in gyms and smaller venues, and then you go out there and there's 10 mats and there's bright lights and there's, you know, several, you know, thousand people, it's kind of a shock. So it's nice to get down there as an underclassman, and that's what Alec did. And like you said, like we said earlier, he broke that kind of drought, and now they're going to try to break another one. Midview hasn't had a state placer, somebody laying on the state podium down there in Columbus, since Adam Duke in 1988. So obviously Alec now is going to try to end another long skid for Midview and become the first Midview state placer in a long time.
Now, Midview's not the only team that ended a drought. Brookside in Division II gets to send a player on. They've got it. The Cardinals have to be stoked about that.
Yeah, same type of situation. It's Bradley Hune. He's also a junior on, again, getting down to state before his senior year. Got it done in 113 pounds at the Division II district tournament in Fostoria. And I'm not sure, we don't actually know when the last Brookside state qualifier was. Mm-hmm. I know that this is my 11th state tournament that I've covered, and Brookside has never had a state qualifier there. But we do know the last state placer for Brookside was Mark Crow in 1990. He finished third down there in Columbus. So obviously Brad is going to try to end that skid as well. And, you know, it's nice to see we've wrote about these teams many times about how they're trying to accomplish that, go breakthrough, get a state qualifier. It's nice that both these teams were able to do it with young guys. And, you know, now they're looking to kind of build upon that success. And that's what you have to do. It's, it's baby steps, one step at a time. And that's what they do, and they're eventually going to want to have guys down there every year and getting on the podium every year.
And then a Division III placer, Elyria Catholic, they're sending somebody on to state this weekend.
Yeah, well, that's no surprise. Stan Blyke has been there every year of his high school career. This will be his third. He's a junior. This will be his third state tournament. You know, he got down there his first year and kind of, I think he went 1-2, moved up onto the podium last year and placed. This year, he's ranked, I believe, third. He's expected to finish third, at the state in Columbus, and I'm sure he has visions of doing much better than that, and it's possible. Stan's kind of a tough guy. He turns it on in the postseason. He's won three straight sectional titles. He's won three district titles, so he definitely turns up his game in the postseason, so... Stan Blyke could do some big things down there in Columbus.
All right, well, we'll talk about Stan and everybody else who's headed down to Columbus. That tournament starting on Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. We'll be back in just a moment as we continue here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Ohio Family Realty. It's time now for the final segment of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Ohio Family Realty. I am Matt Douglas. Alongside me in the studio here, the Chronicle Telegram, Sean Bennett, the guy who is out there everywhere getting the wrestling stories out there for you, and the guy we turn to talk a little bit about wrestling on our Wednesdays and Thursdays show here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Ohio Family Realty. We talked about the district tournaments. We talked about some of the guys who came out of that. Now let's go on down to Columbus as we get ready for the state tournament coming up Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. We remind those listening here on the radio as well tonight. Coming up in just a moment, we are going to have that Lake Ridge game as they get ready to take on Berlin Highland in the basketball regional semifinal. So tournament time for just about anyone and everybody. But Sean, let's talk about maybe some of the surprises. First off, let's talk about the team competition. I know hopes are still high for Elyria, or the goal is still to win that state title. It's going to be very hard with St. Ed's. They've got a few more wrestlers in this one. You already alluded to the fact that it's a point system. Hey, you've got to have more points in order to win that state title. In your opinion, does Elyria have a decent shot at doing this here, or is St. Ed's too strong?
Well, they do. They do have a great shot. There are people who kind of do this for a living, kind of break it down and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And one of the guys on the internet that does rankings, his name's Boros Van, put on his rankings. He still believes Elyria has a really good shot of winning the state title. Josh Lowe, who I kind of talk to often and you know deal with, and has a really great wrestling mind, tends to still believe St. Edward's. So it's kind of a it's kind of mixed. Thoughts on who can win. I personally follow Elyria. I kind of I stay unbiased in my writing, but mm-hmm. at the same time, you get kind of sometimes involved emotionally with the wrestlers.
Certainly.
The kids, the fans, the community, and you want to see them do well, and Elyria's obviously got the last year was the best team that Elyria ever put out. This year, right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of exciting just to be a part of what we're watching right now. And they got kids coming, up there in the next few years. Elyria's just going to be really dominant.
Well, you talk about them being a solid team this year. Who are some of those guys who have a chance of standing either atop the podium or on the podium come the end of this tournament?
Well, I think all seven have a chance of being on the podium. Obviously, there's four that are expected to possibly win titles. Brendan Fenton at 113. He was actually ranked number two going into the postseason, but Lorraine's Devin Edwards was the projected state champ, and we've kind of gone over that story where there was a paperwork issue. He did not make his weight cut. So now Brendan Fenton is the projected state champion at 113 pounds. JT Brown, Jr. at 182 pounds, is the projected state champion at that weight. That's also a tenuous thing because he suffered a separated shoulder during the state dual tournament. But he's looked good in the postseason so far. He's battled through, and he actually beat Anthony Perrine, who was the projected state runner-up at the district tournament. Now, they wrestled for third place last week, so it's kind of a weird situation as well. And then, obviously, again, we talk about Ben Darmstadt and Kevin Vo, both returning state champions, both heavy favorites to win state titles again. And that only leaves the two Price brothers and Zuckerman. I would expect both Price brothers to definitely land on the podium. And Matt Zuckerman, I don't think he's projected to finish as a state placer this year, but he has wrestled well. He's looked good. All he needs is a couple two wins, and that puts him on the podium. So I wouldn't be surprised to see all seven Elyria wrestlers on that podium.
We've also got guys from Lorain County in that Division I state tournament from Midview, Lorain, Amherst, and Avon. Out of that group of guys, who do you think has a good opportunity to be standing on the podium at the end of the night?
Well, Amherst's Todd Hastings is a two-time state qualifier. He went down there and got his feet wet last year, so he's state-ranked. He certainly just has to wrestle well and do his thing, and I would think he could get two wins down there and end up on the podium. Adam Koresh is a senior at Avon. I think he's kind of feeling it right now. He broke through, got that goal accomplished to getting down to state, and now he doesn't want to go out and go down there and lose a couple and be done. Aaron Huff actually is projected to meet JT Brown. There is JT Brown in the semifinals at 182 pounds. So not only should Aaron end up on the podium, but we might have a guaranteed Lorain County wrestler in that 182-pound championship match because
nice.
Those two guys might meet. And then again, Alec Ferrer, it's kind of hard to say. He's going in as a four seed, so his back's against the wall, but he's wrestled well. And he's young, and anything can happen down there at Columbus.
We talked a little bit about Brookside and what's coming up for them. First time they've placed a wrestler into the state tournament in quite some time. Brad Hunn, what are his chances of possibly getting on the podium this weekend?
Well, he's definitely got a tough opener. He's going up against Lucas Stricker of Akron Hoban, and he's ranked third in the state. So he's going to have to – he's going in as a four seed, Brad is. So he's going to have to pull up an upset there. If not, he'll have to wrestle through the consolations to get back to the podium. That's a good situation just to be there and get that experience. And Brad definitely has made a name for himself at Brookside over the last few years. So that's one of those situations where you just kind of wait and see. And if he's wrestling his best and he sticks to his game plan, and I know Brian Barrett and those guys over there have a game plan for him to find success, that could happen.
And then, of course, Keystone sends a wrestler down as well. What do we think for the Wildcats chances?
Yeah, Ben Oakletree, a senior. Again, same situation. He's up against a state-ranked guy. He's the 4-seed going up against a district champion from the start there. But, Ben Oakletree, 41-5 record. He, I think, is a little bit overlooked. I think he's flying under the radar, and I don't think people have kind of given him the respect that he deserves. So I think he's got a decent shot of pulling an upset in that first round, and if he did, he might actually be able to win into the semifinals, where he would probably end up facing Kevin Sarver from St. Paris Graham. That's going to be a little bit tougher test because he's number two ranked in the state, and St. Paris Graham is just a beast, and I think they've won 14 straight team titles down there in the Division II race. So, Ben Ochiltree obviously could make a run. He could, get on that podium and finish his high school career probably the way he wants to, somewhere high up there in Columbus.
And then finally, Sean, as we wrap up this week's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Ohio Family Realty. What are the Elyria Catholic Panthers' chances of getting a podium there with Stan down there?
Yeah, I think Stan's, I would call him almost a near lock to be on the podium. He's ranked third in the state. He is expected to finish third in the state from those I've seen that have kind of filled out their brackets, like we fill out the NCAA March Madness brackets. Should win his first two matches, should be heavily favored to win his first two matches, get into the semifinals, where he'll be expected to meet Edison Jr. Brady Barnett, who is ranked number two, projected state champion. You know, if he wins there, he pulls off the upset, then he obviously would probably meet Jake Spies from Delta. Going to be a little bit tougher. Jake Spies is a two-time state champion, a senior going for his third state championship. I think his only other time, he finished third in the state. So he's a four-time state placer, potential four-time state placer, potential three-time state champion. So he'll be a tough test. But Stan probably should finish either second or third in the state. And if he wrestles a really good match, you never know. He could be Elyria Catholic's first champion since Scotty Burnett back in the late 90s.
All right, Sean, thanks so much for coming in today. It was a pleasure doing the show with you. Tim Alcorn will be back, and we'll see you next week on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Thanks so much, Sean.
All right.